I just realised I haven't recorded any audio all day. What's the matter with me? It's wet. I'm walking in the rain with the dog. You might be able to hear the pitter-patter of rain on a nearly waterproof jacket. And it's dark, obviously. Well, not necessarily, obviously. It might be really light where you are, but this time of the year, February the 3rd, to be precise, at 7 p.m, it's dark in the UK. And today is my birthday. It's passed really quickly, just like my life has. It's weird. It's weird because I was just posting some old travel journals onto Posterous, something I'd never really thought of doing, mainly because I can't read my handwriting and typing it up is a nightmare. But my dad posted a really nice blog with a story to it, and I just thought, my God, he's a good storyteller. And then I remembered that I hadn't really ever shared any of my travel stories with him. He just knows that I went away for 10 years and came back and managed to stay out of trouble, mainly. There's no calls from the embassies and things like that. So I thought I'd post something online. I've posted it to, at the moment, it's on journals.posterous.com. And I'll probably do type up a day every day of a short trip I did to Europe initially, called Europe by Pain. I seem to be able to read that writing. Some days are just a couple of sentences, some are a little bit more bulky in content. But yes, it's probably a little bit sexist, probably a little bit young. But I was thinking, it's 19 years ago. 19 years ago. It blows my mind that I was even allowed out on my own. It blows my mind when I think what has happened between then and now, and why haven't I reached enlightenment yet? Actually, that's a journal I need to type up. I think there are 18 pages of a particular day on a particular beach on a particular island in a particular year where I very strongly believed I was experiencing a form of enlightenment. A form of enlightenment? There's probably only one, actually, isn't there? All that to come if I can keep it up, but it just blows me away. I've spent most of this particular day of my life indoors. I haven't really left the house other than to walk the dog, mainly because I've got so much work on due to my own leave it to the last minute policy most of the time. I have had TweetDeck open today, which isn't normally very conducive to doing lots of work, and there's just so many really cool people out there who've been wishing me happy birthday, and it all came from the fact that it's listed on my Facebook page. To be honest, the first happy birthday I got today was a bot. They always are. Every year I get a number of bots from forums I haven't been on for a very long time. So I started off the day on the Bushcraft UK forum, kind of logging in and saying, hey, I haven't been here for 5 years. Thank the bot for the happy birthday. And then it all kind of happened from there. Loads of conversations today, mainly with me going, cheers, thanks a lot, cheers, thanks a lot, cheers, thanks a lot. Or DMing when I don't want to spam the timeline. But I do really, really appreciate it, and just want to say thank you to everybody. It's kind of weird being in this very wet village with numb hands right now, walking past all these very closed houses, windows closed and smoke coming out of chimneys and people obviously huddled up inside. Englishman home is his castle and all that. Yet I felt like I've been in the hustle and the bustle of a really busy workplace today, thanks to the connections with everybody worldwide as well. Happy birthdays coming through in different languages. It's really nice, and I'd never have imagined this. When I look back 19 years ago, August the 20-somethingth, when I'm getting on a ferry with my friend, and one of my first proper kind of interrail adventures, when I say adventures, it means that bad and good things happened. you know, nearly dying one minute, getting arrested the next, and all the rest of it. When I look back and think about how society has changed, I wasn't really into anything other than email back then. And it was like really cool to hand your email address out. And yet now we have this ability to travel without moving almost. And I experienced something similar when I would stay in a particular hostel on a popular route that the Lonely Planet would say, everybody must go this way. When you stayed in that hostel, everybody came past you, telling you the countries they'd been to, the adventures they'd had. And social networking was done in the flesh. And you had to find these thoroughfares, these motorways of stories, tales and adventures. We don't need that now. We have the information highway, and we can just plug into it pretty much anywhere. You just need a phone contract or an internet connection. And we're saturated, absolutely saturated with just wonderful stories, and we can take what we want from them. I wonder if the future will see us travel less. I think from an eco point of view, it's probably a good thing if we do, but there are some things I took from those years that will always stay with me, which have definitely made me who I am today. When I look and flick through some of the journals that I'd boxed up and haven't really seen the light of day, some for 15 years plus, it's incredible to see how much I'd changed with the experiences and the adventures. And God, I'm sounding like an old man. Feeling a little bit like an old man. Just back in the day kind of thing. What's this dog doing? Come on this way. So I just wanted to reflect and reminisce and say thank you and enjoy the moment, which was one of the most important lessons that I did learn when I was travelling very early on. I look back and I think I've forgotten a lot of what I did learn. So I'm looking forward, in whilst trying to remain present, for me to go through some of those journals and maybe relearn. Thanks very much, everybody. It has been a lovely, a wonderful day. I've still got dinner and at the weekend a proper kind of birthday night out, which I'm going to be spending at the stables in Milton Keynes. Very excited about that. Watch this space. It sounds like it's going to be a night to remember. But every night, really, should be a night to remember. Thanks again.